You're listening to The Jack Rice Show. Email me at jack@jackrice.org. Find out more about the program. Just go to jackrice.org. This last Thursday, the president of Globovision, Guillermo Zuloaga, was arrested for statements he made on the Dutch island of Aruba. He was subsequently released. He joins me now from Venezuela. Again, Guillermo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack, for being there and being worried about what's happening here in Venezuela.
You're a smart man. You're an educated man. Why are you still in the media business in a place like Venezuela? You could do something else. You could make money doing something else. Why this?
This is my country. My family's been here since 1600s, coming from Spain. This is where all my friends are. This is where my main businesses are. This is the country I love. I love my people.
Guillermo, they could put you in prison.
This is where I want to be.
But they could put you in prison, and you know that.
But this is at this point, this government is not the. It's illegitimate what he's doing. So this country has to turn around again and look what it has been. This is a peaceful, loving country, people that like to solve problems just with a hug and a smile and a good handshake. We're not people that like to fight between Venezuelans. And I'm sure we're going to get back to that. And I have my sons and my family working hard here, and I want to see Venezuela again in the course of freedom and democracy. I'm going to stay here and until I can see that's going to happen.
But doesn't it worry you? I mean, you have a wife, you have sons, you have children, and the risks that you're undertaking, they aren't just to you. I mean, these risks technically are to your family, too. Doesn't that scare you?
No, we have such a commitment to this country that's beyond any fear, really. To tell you the truth, Jack, I don't think any of us will be happy being away. I tried to keep them away, and I'm married a second time with my wife. Has one of their sons is in Georgetown right now, and he writes to me every half an hour saying, I tried to know what's going on here and that he wants to be here. And I said, well, prepare yourself very well in Georgetown so you can help Venezuela later on. That's what we want to happen.
Well, your stepson is not that far from where I am right now. But looking back, and we think about what has happened, can you describe what the role of media was in Venezuelan society before Hugo Chavez and then after Hugo Chavez?
Media has always been independent here. I come from a family that were the founders of El Universal, which is one of the largest newspapers. It was founded in 1909. My grandfather was one of the founders. And there's always been problems when Venezuela's had a dictator or something, but they always found a way of having the news come out. And I guess that's why I ended up leading a all-news television station, because when that possibility opened, I thought that was the way to do modern newspaper. I mean, it's more on television. The young people like to see TV and computers than buying a newspaper and reading it every morning, unfortunately, because I think newspapers are great also. And I'll say that media has always been very, very active in having Venezuela know what's really going on. And Hugo Chavez became president thanks to a lot of media in Venezuela that supported him. It was not our case because I don't like military in the government to start with. But that was the case why he became there. And then he turned around and started criticizing all this media and then opposing all this media and making media the enemy of the government. At this point, none of the private media in Venezuela has access to government information. We can only know what's going on because Chavez has this eternal, what they call cadenas, which he puts all these stations on one signal. And we don't have access to be able to to interview, not Chavez or any of his ministers or any of his secretaries, that we could right now ask what's going on with the problem with the electricity in Venezuela, what's happening with the oil corporations from which the Venezuela depends from. There's no way we can interview any of these people.
Well, as I understand it, I mean, there are a lot of problems with power outages, insecurity, water, a whole series of things. So you don't have a chance to sit down with these ministers and say, what's going on here?
No, they will not give us any interviews. They will not allow us to interview them, and that's forbidden. Even Chavez gives press meetings in which he invites international newspaper men or newspaper women, which usually have to present their questions in advance to see which one he's going to pick to answer. And he will not let any Venezuelan independent media assist at these press conferences. So that's the situation we live in.
Well, are you afraid then, Guillermo? And again, just so people, if they're just joining us now, we're joined by the president of Globovisión, Guillermo Zuloaga. He was arrested this last week by Venezuelan authorities, coming to us from Venezuela right now, ultimately released. Are those charges still pending, by the way?
The charges, yes, the procedure is open. We have the, I'm not allowed to leave Venezuela right now. And now we're coming into what is called Easter week, so I can, the courts are not operating this day, so next Monday I'll be there in court trying to see what's really, they accuse me of, and we'll start using all the legal systems that we can use to defend ourselves and to see that hope that these charges are withdrawn.
Guillermo, stay with me again. We're going to have one more short break, and then I want to come back and talk about the future of Venezuela, the future of what the media should be, what it is that you need, what would be helpful to provide a free media. Again, on the board of the Reporters Without Borders, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to Guillermo so much. Guillermo Zuloaga, again, he is in Venezuela right now, not allowed to leave the country, facing charges from the Hugo Chavez regime. Stay with us right here on The Jack Rice Show.